Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's voice for vets. We're at your service.
Well, hello there. We're back. We're back. It is early afternoon, and this, of course, is 96.7 FM and St. Pete Radio. Now, just as I talked about it, we're going to be talking about websites. And I know it seems strange, but there's a new generation of people who don't do the telephone like we did. So now I'm going to give out the websites, talk a little bit about what it's about, and make sure that you can go to the proper website for what you need. Let's start off with probably the biggest thing that everybody is looking for. It's benefits. It's benefits. ebenefits.va.gov. That's one of the reasons that the crisis line and other places are still here. People are just now learning how to navigate these websites to find out information. But I want you to know it's there. And it's good. Has a lot of information. You have to go through it. Find the part that you need and do it online. Now, burial and memorial benefits, CME, like cemetery, .va.gov. And the only reason I put that second is because right now, my oldest brother died. He was Air Force. And my father and mother are buried in the same cemetery, and he wanted to be buried with them. So I personally had to find out through this website what we were trying to accomplish. Guess what? It worked. I now have everything set up, and my nephew, is handling everything, and we're all going to meet up at the grave soon. But I want to say thank you to the VA program with websites. It means something, and people are taking advantage of it. Now, VA centers, www.vetcnt.va.gov, vetcenter.va.gov. And that one is about trying to locate a vet office near you. We happen to live in St. Petersburg. So we have a lot of access to our veterans' locales. We have Bay Pines, and we have one in Tampa. Bay Pines is in St. Pete. Guess what? James Haley is in Tampa. We have two of the best in the five cities in the world. We got two of the best right here in our region. So if you're listening to us locally here at 96.7, or if you're listening to us OnTheAirToday.com, which is the website. You can go to OnTheAirToday.com and click on it, and you will find everything I'm telling you right at the top of the homepage. Everything I'm saying to you is now available on TheAirToday.com. And got to look for Voice for Vets. We're here, and we're trying to make sure that the right information is out there. National Resource Directory. What does that mean? That means anything you might be looking for, there's probably a note there, probably has an email or a phone number, or it explains what that resource is. So a lot of stuff that we know, a lot of people just don't know what's available. So that resource, www, got to remember this, nrd.com, National Resource Directory. www.nrd.gov. If you're looking for information and you want to find out in your local area, I would start there. It really makes a difference because they have updates all the time with the different locales. Now, National Health Vet. Now, we work very closely with Richard Corselli at the Veterans Health Network. VeteransHealthNetwork.com. But let me give you another email. No, another website. MyHealthyVet. And this one is my HELTH dot VA dot gov. If anything medically, or you're feeling a little bit lethargic and you just want to kind of get an idea of what you might need or what you're going through, it's my health vet. If you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran, please use this website to discover what's available for you. myhealth.va.gov. Oh, what a nice thing. And the truth of it is, what's nice about this is it's right next to the mental health department. So when you're dealing with somebody with a little PTSD or just talking crazy, mentalhealth.va.gov. mentalhealth.va.gov. I'm going to try that in about a week and call somebody and see what that opens up to make sure that all of the stuff that I'm seeing, there's probably an answer. But mental health is a hard answer for anything because you don't know what the person's health is. But they can call up and they can go get tested. And there's a special department for mental health. So if you got anxiety, stress, and you're going back to some of the problems that you had when you were in the military, you're a vet now, you are a survivor, but you may have some problems, please don't be afraid to show up. mentalhealth.va.gov. And of course, all of this can be found is ontheairtoday.com. That's what we're here for. We do Voice for Veterans to make sure that if it's anything that we can do, we're doing it. And right now we're in the middle of the summer, so I'm trying to get all of this stuff ready before the holidays start popping up in September, October, November, but you at least have the website to go to. Federal jobs, usajobs.gov, usajobs.gov. You would be surprised how many jobs are available for different companies who support veterans in a big way. And I know I basically can't mention any of them, but I'll tell you, there are plenty of them around. A lot of private companies, a lot of big companies, a lot of people who were military and they're veterans too, and they've opened up their little car shop or they opened up their little candy place or whatever they're doing, and they really do want veterans to apply for the jobs. Federal jobs, and it's usajobs.gov. Well, let's talk about education benefits. www.gibill.va.gov. Boy, all those people from World War II got a real big advantage of it. I understand that a lot of people at the Vietnam crisis and, of course, Afghanistan and some of the other skirmishes that happened since World War II, a lot of them, the people just haven't understood that the GI Bill is real. There's a lot of stuff that you can get through the GI Bill, and it will help you move from military to civilian life to help you in a lot of the big expenses that you would normally have, no matter what your job is. Don't forget, this country is dedicated to helping vets the best they can. They're learning that they're going to have to do a lot more. And they're learning to weed out all of those who are just wasting the veterans. Just because you're a veteran and you're sitting around not doing your job don't mean you're covered no more. Remember that. So what you want to do is do a good job and retire. But for those who want to end up doing something in private enterprise, please go. But if you need help, the VA.gov is here, and they're willing to help. And people who don't know what the GI, when you get out, a lot of times they give you a lot of paperwork to read. They tell you what you can get, and they'll say GI Bill, and they'll go past what you can get out of it. I'm telling all vets, while you have a little free time, go to va.gov and be sure you now spend some time trying to find it. Okay? Please find it. It's a lot of stuff there for veterans that a lot of veterans are not utilizing. Home loan guarantee. Benefits.va.gov and then put /home loan. Home loan guarantee. benefits.va.gov/home loans. And the reason we do that one is because as times move on, you may, as a veteran, need help getting that first house or the next house because you're out of the military. And you might as well utilize the VA services because they will do a guarantee. Boy, isn't that a blessing. After all the time that they've been out and they've been pushing, sometimes we forget that there are special things available for veterans. And this is one. This is a special, a home loan guarantee. If your bank or your mortgage company will not work through this, go to another one. Okay? Because this one is made just for veterans, and different banks and financial institutions and mortgage companies, home loan people, now you can get some help. It may not be all you want, but it's better than what you would get without it. Now, while you're thinking about it, And I'm going to mention this one because it's in a veterans category and a special. This is for prosthetics. If you've lost an arm, you've lost a leg, you've lost two arms or whatever, you can go to prosthetics.va.gov. If you go to a local veterans facility like Bay Pines, James Haley, VA in Miami, or the VA in Albuquerque, this is something that you keep in your hip pocket. Let them finish what they're going to tell you to do. And then if necessary, call this, go to prosthetics, see what they have to offer, because they may have a regional office that does special work for veterans, and they'll be right there for you. And they have some stuff for you. That's what makes it nice. And now that we've had a chance to go over some of these things, there are one or two more that I'd like to talk about, because this show is dedicated to making sure that the websites, which will take you to email addresses or texts, whatever, but you start at the website. There's one that we talk about very little, but I'm going to mention it today. And that's for VA forms. You may know what you need. They may require that you have a form. You can come and get it from va.gov/VA forms. Okay? va.gov/VA forms. So if you're not keeping up with that, you put that one on the refrigerator. So when they start telling you, when you're going to fill out this form, then you can say, okay, which form? They'll give you a number or a place to find it. You go to va.forms and print you one out and go ahead and do what you got to do. These are the things that make a difference. And times have moved a lot faster than World War II. We've had three major wars since then, and there's still soldiers out here suffering, veterans suffering, because they don't know where to go to try to get some help. And yes, you may have to apply more than one time to get 100%. But be willing to make your doctor's appointments and go to onTheAirToday.com. Tell them to help you find out where you really need to go, and let's expedite what it takes to get you from a 60% or a 40% or 30% up higher so that you can live better in these last round of employment. The one thing that we have are dear jobs, but there is a special Veterans Employment and Training Service, and that's www.dol.gov/vets. dol.gov/vets. All of these names that I'm giving you are on theairtoday.com. Come on, check out the website, On the Air Today. There's a lot of information there, but at the very top, when you open it up, we have all of the stuff that you can get in support for your veterans. Of course, you can go deeper down in there, and we have different programs and different veterans information. And we want to thank you for tuning in to this radio station and making sure that you can get all the information you can try to. At least you'll know where to go to get it. We update our stuff frequently to make sure that we have new stuff added so that you will know what to do. But I'm giving you the basics. Stuff that you all need. So those are just a few of the things that you can get. We got records and returning service members for immediate VA centers, and it's a lot of stuff that's available. So go to ontheairtoday.com. At the top of the first home page, there's a red bar that has all of this stuff on it. Click on it and learn what you can get out of it. And this is Voice for Veterans, Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you. And I am going to say thank you for tuning in to this week's show. And I'm over and out with a shout.